Ladies and gentlemen, it's draped in gold, and have we got a show for you. We're talking all about the North American Championship. We're talking all about the NXT title, and we're talking all about new tag teams showing up and old groups breaking down. But before we get into all of that, allow me to introduce the team here. You got me, Jack Farmer, at Real Jack Farmer, the incredible, the humble, the beautiful, but also being joined by the man who needs no introduction.
Get up there.
Flobo boys, Flobo.
This is why Aaron and I are like this, man. I love that show. Listen, man, that intro is way better than mine. Maybe I should just like quit. Maybe it should be draped in Jack.
Why not? Oh, quit fishing for compliments.
I totally am fishing. I am so hardcore fishing. No. But I'm actually here in Denver, man. I just went to my first Colorado Rockies game yesterday, and it was a good time.
They give you a certificate for going to a Rockies game over there?
Yeah, every baseball park does. You go to fan services and go, it's my first time. They'll pick one out. Yeah.
Are you serious? Do you have one for every stadium?
Just this one in the White Sox. Those are the ones I cared about. Oh. you can go to anyone and ask for a certificate for sure.
Take that, everybody else.
Yeah, LA Dodgers, Patilli.
That's kind of cool. I didn't know you could do that. That's a fun little thing. That's,
I love people who want to do minimal stuff. I gave you money for the ticket. Yeah.
Well, we got a fun show here, Flobo, and I know you are traveling. You've got a lot of stuff you're doing. You're obviously a man about the world. So let's get into this show. The fact that you're making me host this thing has now made me really just want to rush through it. But sure. I want to start at the very beginning here. I want to talk a little bit about some things that went down between him, Carmelo Hayes, and Ilya Dragunov. Of course, Carmelo Hayes comes out, he gets cut off, and Dragunov, he's kind of playing revisionist history here, Flobo, where he's talking about he's trying to help Carmelo Hayes, but really, I don't think that's what he was doing last week. Talk to me a little bit about what went down between Carmelo Hayes and Ilya Dragunov.
Look, I'll be the first one to say this, because I am the first one to say this week in and week out. We are pro Carmelo Hayes on Drake and Go. He's a lifetime member of whatever club, Thigh Guy Club, I don't know, Drake and Blow Club, or whatever. We love him. But he's taking a bunch of L's. There's been situations where you don't really know where Carmelo Hayes is going, and Dragunov, I get it. Number one contender wants to make sure the champ is ready for their eventual matchup. But I have to agree with you, Jack. Kind of just went a little bit too off out of bounds, a little bit biting up more than you can chew. And even though this weird like kinship friendship seems to be evolving, we all know that coexisting in wrestling doesn't ever exist.
Coexisting, I don't even think Dragunov's trying to coexist. I think Dragunov has made it very clear that he's not to be trusted here. I mean, I want you to go back to last week when he got involved in the match with Judgment Day and Carmelo and Trick. And why is it suddenly Mr. Super Intensity's idea of being, quote, helpful is hanging out on the ring apron and not getting too involved? To me, this is clearly a play, Flobo. He's clearly trying to mess with Carmelo Hayes.
I got two words for you. Bobby Lashley. Now, if you're Ilya Dragunov, remember Bobby Lashley was on the collision course with Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania. And guess what? Something happened. We twinkled our nose like that wick from Bewitched. And now Bobby Lashley was stuck in that battle royal, the Andre Dragon battle royal. You're Ilya Dragunov. That is your chance to be champion. If the champ can't wrestle, there's no match. You have to go out there and see what was going on. Can't knock him for that, my friend.
Well, that's not true at all. He's the number one contender. It doesn't matter who the champion is. I mean, we have a similar situation that we'll be talking about later tonight regarding that. But how do you explain then when they were in the back of the building and Ilya Dragunov, for no reason whatsoever, intentionally provoked Schism into attacking Carmelo Hayes, clearly trying to work down the champ?
Well, you can't really blame Dragunov for that, because every time I see Schism and their mountains of faceless followers in the back, I want to get mad too. I mean, if they were by themselves in the parking lot, I would throw an elbow. In fact, Dragunov is just doing what we're all thinking. So he's actually a hero, man.
Doing what we're all thinking, working with Schism to attack Carmelo Hayes. I thought you just talked about how Carmelo Hayes was, we were team Carmelo Hayes on this show. And now you're advocating for people trying to get groups of people to attack him.
I mean, love is blind. Don't get me in trouble there. You know what I'm saying? I love Carmelo Hayes. I like Dragunov on the match they're having. Joe Gacy is a thorn in everybody's side, and no one's really shut them up. Diamond Mine tried, and now Diamond Mine is no more. So why not have everyone get into a little bit of a fracas or a fray backstage to kind of neutralize Joe Gacy and company?
See, this is where you're confusing me, Flobo, because you first off, you act like Dragunov's this nice guy and just trying to be helpful. But now you're talking about how dangerous Schism is and how obviously it's dangerous to try to have him get involved with them with Carmelo Hayes. I think what you're saying is you agree that Ilya Dragunov is trying to get one of the most dangerous groups in NXT to do his dirty work and take out the champion because Judgment Day didn't finish him off.
I think that Dragunov is the most straight-laced guy on the roster and a roster full of rapscallions and scoundrels, and I think you're besmirching his very name by implying that.
Okay, last thing here. This is...
Hater.
And look, I know you love to try to use your verbal gymnastics to try to make things sound the way you want them to, but... Okay, explain this away then. If Dragunov is an evil... Why the goatee?
Oof. Maybe he wants to be a tattoo's apprentice. I don't know what his side hustles are. He's trying things out. You got to change up your look. When you go to NXT at the main roster, I can't knock it. But I'm with you, man. That is such a bad move, Dragunov. Go back to where you're doing before, please.
I thought one of the lines of this entire thing was Trick when he said he's going to Texas two-step all over that dragon.
Oh, yeah. Now I get it.
Trick is
clever, man.
I loved Trick this week. We got
Pop Princess. Wow, Jack. Exactly. Wow. That's how I feel.
Telling lies, Flo.
Now you are the whole show.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Ooh, I'm gonna boo you and then still buy your merch. That's Bye. There's our show, ladies and gentlemen.
We're professionals.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's an Emmy right there.
There goes our Emmy. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. My chair just went out on me.
Turd heels. Super easy, pal.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. So, speaking of good guys and bad guys and dangerous groups, Tony D has been released. And I want everyone in the chat. Let me know your thoughts about Tony D. Let me know what you're thinking about the Dom being back in NXT. Flobo, who was right all along about Stax?
You want me to say you or somebody else?
The one person in the world who backed Stax from the beginning.
It wasn't you. You said Stax wanted to be the Dom, remember?
I said Stax had it figured out.
No, you didn't.
Stax knew what he was doing.
Fake news.
This was all a ploy. I knew it from the beginning. And I think that I deserve the credit, Flobo.
That's one man's account.
You're right. One man's account was that Stax was to be trusted. No one else believed in him, but this guy.
I don't understand, but we got some random people in the family now, which finally I was asking for that. But I don't understand the long-term play there, right? You basically raked Gallows over the coals. You led them astray. You made them for fools, but you're still not the champs. Why do all of that? If you are an outfit that can throw out violence, if you are an outfit to be feared and intimidated, why do the whole like Hanna-Barbera cartoon Scooby snack kind of shenanigans to get these guys upset with you?
Well, that's where we agree, because what I did not like is that what I didn't like here, I'm not fishing. I'm a farmer. I farm for compliments.
Oh, my God.
I till the land for compliments.
I'm a farmer. Go ahead.
Stax did this so they could get a tag team title shot, and that is what's going to happen. They are going to get a shot at those tag team titles. But what I didn't like here is right out of getting out of prison, you'd think that maybe Tony D would have learned a few things while he was in the pen. But what does he do? As soon as he's back, him and his family assault Gallus. I couldn't believe that they just so flagrantly pulled out these weapons and attacked these guys who they're supposed to have a match with. This, to me, was disgusting, Flobo.
To me, it was a little bit too late. Look, I love gals as much as the next person. You and I spent many weeks some of the theme songs walking down the street. You know, but they have not been the same since coming stateside. And the fact they got rope-a-doped by the smallest crime family in Orlando just proves to me that Gals' best days are potentially behind them. So, of course, I would bring a crowbar to a speech fight because, frankly, Gallus looks weaker than ever. That's something I never thought I would say.
Well, Gallus, to their credit, they thought they were coming in to talk about their tag team matchup. And then Tony D and the family made this some sort of gang warfare. I mean, this is a place where athletes compete. This isn't a gangland, Flobo.
Well, apparently not, because Joe Covey looks like I had to understand him, Ma, because it's not a gang fight. If this totally clear, there's a gang on one side and a bunch of rapscallions and scrubs hanging together by a thread. Listen, it pains me to say this, because I tried to buy Gallus merch before all the NXT UK talent stuff was pulled from the merch shop, WWE. Anyway, but since then, I don't understand why you would allow to even put yourself in the same moon as Shax. Why would you even listen to a plea from Stax Lorenzo for Joe Coffey? Joe did it. Now you pay the price.
Well, we'll have to see how that plays out. Again, I'm not too happy with Tony D, not too happy with the family. Gallus boys, I hope that you're able to get some true justice here and you are able to deliver where the justice system failed and really bring home justice. I'm driving the word justice home here to the family. Moving on, we had an interesting situation here. The interim Heritage Champion, Nathan Frazier, teamed with Dragon Lee versus Los Lotharios. And Los Lotharios, first match in NXT, came up short. I don't know how you feel about this. I definitely have my thoughts on it, Flobo, but tell me a little bit about what happened with Los Lotharios, in your opinion, and Dragon Lee and Nathan Frazier.
We got to stop calling Nathan Frazier the interim Heritage Cup champion, because Noam Dar himself says he hadn't been the same since losing the Heritage Cup. It has happened. I do not claim any kind of asterisk. Nathan Frazier is the Heritage Cup champion. But to answer your question,
he lost the cup is what he's saying. He didn't lose the championship, Flobo.
He lost both because they're a package deal. You don't give cups out for being funny or being a good guy.
No,
you win it for being in matches. And he won that match against Oral Mensa, who was a proxy for
against who?
Against Aura Mensa, who was a
Was Aura Mensa? Was he the
he was chosen by the champion at the time, Noam Dar. Yes, you can.
Name one time that's happened. Where has there been precedent for that?
The Heritage Cup is such a young champion. There's no precedent for anything. But that's
It's never been done. When that happens, you have what you call the interim champion. Even they said it later in the show. They said it in their promo later that this was Noam Dar is the Heritage Cup champion.
He is not. But to answer your original question about Los Lotharios, I think they got the loss for two reasons. And one, they underestimated Metaphor. I have two, because since becoming a group, they've only been in, two matches. And Oral Mensa is 0-1 because he lost that Heritage Cup championship match. But maybe this is the start of something new. We'll get into a little bit later with promos saying about future characters. But look, I love Angel Garza. When he was in NXT the first time, I said, this guy is the future. And I had the privilege of being in the same room as Humberto Carrillo. He has it in real life. Not sure if it translates on the screen, but he walks in there, the whole room stops because he has that kind of magnetism. But I don't really know what a Lothario is. I mean, I know what it is. I have a dictionary. But what does that mean in this context? Because all they've done is talk to female talent backstage and got shut down. They're not winning matches. Maybe it's time for a brand new persona for the two.
Well, I think you missed the point completely with this whole thing. First off, we disagree on the interim champion, sure.
We don't disagree. You're over point.
I do think that Dragon Lee may be in the Thigh Guy Club purely for wearing tights that are clearly too small for him.
That's the point I missed. That was the point I missed.
I think this is the story of the match. For as exciting as it was, the story is that the interim Heritage Champion, Nathan Frazier, continues to drive wedges between people. First, he tried to do it with Metaphor, he failed, but he tried. He tried to do it with Axiom and Scripps, and we'll talk about that in a second.
Oh, yes, we will.
But then clearly, he brought out Leon and Royce because he knew that that would distract these two, and he knew that it would drive a wedge between the two fellas like women always do to fellas, drove a wedge between them. They weren't able to work together. They got the loss. Now the team may be broken up completely. Nathan Frazier yet again has tried to split up a team and break them apart. Nathan Frazier is an absolute menace.
Let me ask you a question. Why are you hashtag a Frazier hater?
Because he's breaking up everybody. He's becoming an interim champion. He's trying to claim that he's won something he hasn't won. He's had multiple teams now he's tried to split up. He's this guy that always acts like your friend. You know, he's the wolf in sheep's clothing, Flobo. Wow. And people need to understand that just because he runs really fast doesn't mean he's not here trying to break everybody up.
So you're trying to tell me that Nathan Frazier, after so many years of training, so many years of being in the best peak physical condition, comes all the way to the United States, wins the Heritage Cup legitimately, and you in the back there with your suit is going to shake your head and be like, you're a menace, you're a menace. Leave Nathan Frazier alone. That's not even the worst person in this matchup. Talking about menaces, we're talking about Roberto Carrillo, we're talking about Angel Garza, and you're kind of complaining about Nathan Frazier. He's a good guy. Leave him alone.
You talk about everything that Nathan Frazier did. Umberto Carrillo, a former number four draft pick in the brand split draft, but the
you will never let that go. poor guy.
I mean, look, you know how many pens I went through because of that whole thing. But listen, this is clearly just another example of Nathan Frazier trying to split up a group, trying to break things up, and it darn near worked. I think that I just wish that Nathan Frazier, I agree with you. He's got the pedigree. He's trained with the best. He's a great wrestler. And I wish he would just focus on that instead of trying to constantly drive wedges between teams.
And so, you know what? Let me apply some of that logic there, right? You always say people show their true colors. Is there maybe just a semblance here that Nathan Frazier is doing this for now, but his true colors is that he's a nice guy and wants to play by the rules and is an amazing person? Or you're saying he's evil rot to the core?
How many examples do you have in life of someone who acts like a jerk, but is actually just a nice guy?
Well, I know you're not an example. You are a jerk in real life. So zero. I guess you're right.
Oh, I wear my jerkness on my sleeve.
you really do that. It's a gimmick. He tells it like it is.
Flobo.
What's up?
Tell me about the new Baron Corbin. What can we expect?
I don't know what the new Baron Corbin is. Like, is it supposed to be a symbolic metaphor looking at themselves? Are we talking about an actual split personality? This kind of reminds me of the second time Elias had to reboot himself. Look, I like Baron Corbin. I think he's one of the best heels in the business. And we talk about this a lot offline, but your boy Flopito loves the guys who are good at being villains. Except for you, Jack, you're a jerk. But villains who are good at being villains. Baron Corbin does that, but now he needs a direction. So he went back to Lone Wolf, didn't work out. I am not sure. Here's a question I have for you. I am not sure how many personas can one per competitor take and still be a credible threat. Yeah, you got to win your matches. Dubs mean everything. But whatever Baron Corbin is working on, whatever he comes out with, he's got to go on the biggest winning streak of his career.
Well, I mean, guys like Jericho, Seth Rollins, and multiple others have had multiple iterations of themselves. I think what I haven't seen online talked about enough here is that I think two Baron Corbins will be a fantastic tag team. So I think that they've got to be favorites for the tag team titles. speaking of tag teams.
Wait, we can't just skip over that. That's not even possible. Unless it's going to be all cinematic matches. That's not going to work.
I don't understand.
You're saying two Baron Corbin. There was only one Baron Corbin, obviously. They didn't have the Ezekiel hanging out. This is definitely just a CGI trick.
There were two, it was right there, Flobo. It was right on the screen. There's two of them.
I know.
One was taller than the other. Didn't you notice?
That is true. Maybe they are different people. No, no, Jack. You're not. They can't. Dude, if Baron Corbin goes into the tag team division, great. But unless it's going to be a fake cane and a mask, I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen.
It's Baron Corbin's. That's the name of their tag team.
Oh, holy crap. There goes our Emmy. Before we had an Emmy, but now it goes.
So we got Roxanne Perez and Blair Davenport had a few interactions today or this week. I want to get your thoughts on this because I understand that Roxanne Perez has done a lot to get where she's at. She's had a very successful year and career already. It does feel a bit like Blair Davenport's got her rattled, though.
I'm with you. I think so, but it's kind of sad on both parts. I think they're both rattling each other. So to your point, I do think that Roxanne Perez, the prodigy, I guess I'm not sure if it's still canon or not, has dealt with anxiety issues in the past. Here's someone that's really got inside of her brain, has really beat her up a couple times. I'll get my brain too, right? Get smacked around. But yeah. On the other side, you're Blair Davenport. Here's somebody, a year and a half ago, was a number one contender for the NXT UK Women's Championship. She was supposed to be Destiny. She's a Davenport. She doesn't lose. Comes to the United States, has a little bit of a spotty attendance record, hanging out in the parking lot, doing things I think is beneath her. And now here's somebody who's a little bit younger, a little bit faster, a little bit more Booker T approved. And I think that really eats at her as well. So I think they're both rallying each other. And that's why it might be the stealing of the show, this match on the horizon.
Well, I think a lot of people are looking forward to it, but I agree with Booker T. I think that Roxanne needs to be careful because Davenport's get what they want, and Davenport wants to hurt Roxanne Perez. So
do they really? Because I feel that Davenport can talk a big game. When it comes down to big matches, she always comes up short. She came up short against Mako Satomura. She really hasn't had any kind of win streak at NXT, and now she's going after somebody who was basically in the lowest point of her career win-loss-wise. So I do think she's preying on the weak, quote-unquote, based on those win-loss records. Is that really something a Davenport should ascribe to?
When was that Mako Satomura match that you're referring to, Flobo? Because that's when? A long time ago.
That was the last time she was in a title match.
It's like,
or second last time she was in a title match. The last time it was against Mandy Rose, and she lost that one too.
That's like, I don't know. Chris Jericho lost to Scott Steiner on Nitro one time. Might not have a strong
career. You can't
career.
Sit here and say Kariya was a former number four draft pick and just ignore the last two title matches Blair Davenport had and were on the losing end of.
Yes, I can. Watch. So anyways, we've got...
I'm hosting the show from now on.
I do want to talk about one of the bigger moments here that was Nathan Frazier. Not Nathan Frazier. I skipped down my notes here. Let's just talk about real quick. Eddie Thorpe and Noam Dar. Ora Mensah calls out... he called... Blah, 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 sorry. Ora Mensah called Noam Dar the Heritage Champ very clearly, and Eddie Thorpe ripped up Noam Dar's photo for some reason. I don't understand that, but...
You don't understand that?
I don't understand why he ripped up Noam Dar's photo. That just seemed mean. It was a very nice gesture that Noam Dar did. Gave
it was
him
a condescending
photo.
Gesture.
Do you know how much a signed Noam Dar photo is worth?
Not a lot, apparently, if you could rip it up like that.
Well, not when it's ripped, but if you have a mint condition Noam Dar signed photo, it's worth a lot. Trust
me. There's
only
one buyer, and it's a guy living in Redondo Beach who has his own wrestling talk show.
And I'd pay a bunch for it.
yeah, you would. Put next to your Lance Storm 8x10 photo on your mantle.
My signed Lance Storm.
Lance Storm. Are you serious for a moment?
So this was an interesting match to see because I know you're a big Ora Mensah fan. I am as well. Also a fan of Eddie Thorpe coming off of a big win. Tell me a little bit about this match and what did you learn from both competitors?
So here I am. I'm torn. So Ora Mensah I don't know if you consider Oliver Carter the same guy or not, but like I'm a fan. Ready and Forward is one of my favorite tag teams in NXT UK. Here's somebody that never really seemed to get going. He joins Metaphor, which is still an odd group. I don't know why they're together. I don't know why they're friends. I don't know why they're
hanging out. It's very meta.
But he gets a win, so I should be happy for Ora Mensah. He's very talented. At the same time, 2 weeks ago, we're talking about the fallout of that NXT Underground match. I go, look, I do think Eddie Thorpe's arrived. This is a totally cool match. Understand that this guy hits hard, but he does it with purpose. This could be a signature victory. And then he has a roadblock loss to Ora Mensah. So individually, I want to see more from both men. I didn't like this collision course at all, but Ora Mensah gets the dub. I think he wanted it more, sure, but left a bad taste in my mouth.
Well, so I'll admit, I think Mensah got a little fortunate in this one. Obviously, Dijak got involved, and Mensah was able to capitalize on it. I don't think that's either of the two guys in the match's fault. You can't expect Thorpe to come back from being hit by Dijak, but you also can't expect Mensah not to capitalize. So I feel like I don't think anyone should feel bad about this one. It just kind of is one of those things. And I'm sure Dijak is going to have to answer for his actions down the road. Real quick, Gigi Dolin tried to cheat multiple times in her match with Kiana James, but Kiana James had a game plan and was able to execute it like she always does.
First of all, your boy Flobito loves fashion, right? I got it. And that purse from Kiana James was great. One of my favorites of the season. But the fact that that bag was in that match for that long, it should have been instantly thrown out. I feel like I'm Jack Farmer here, but what was the referee doing? Just taking a sweet time, getting rid of these foreign objects. Clear the ring. Let's have these two people compete. Look, last week I said I like Kiana James. I like Gigi Dolin, but they both need a win. They both need the scrap. They don't need shenanigans. They don't need, like, lights going out. They dang sure don't need loaded purses getting involved in matches. Spare me the shenanigans and give me fisticuffs, because that was tough to watch this week.
Do you want to see – now, Kiana James has – I think it's split right now, if I'm not mistaken. Gigi has one win. Kiana has one win.
Yeah.
Do you want to see a rubber match, or would you rather see these two go their separate ways?
Both. Like, I look, man, I'm going to be honest with you. Draped in gold, we talk about NXT. I love almost everyone on the roster. Sometimes I don't understand why people are having a conflict. When Kiana James was feuding with Fallon Henley, makes sense, because that Brooks Jensen is a dreamboat, right? But Gigi Dolin was fighting over JC Jane. I get it, because besties become enemies, you become frenemies. I really think there was a disrespect between an office space between Kiana and Gigi. So, yeah, settle it, have it for your win-loss column, but we'll never speak of this conflict again.
Yeah, I agree. Axiom and Scripps and Bronco and Lucian. It starts with Nathan Frazier, obviously got into Axiom's head.
Nathan alone.
And look, yeah, clearly, like, he did. Like, I mean, look, so listen, you could tell how badly he got into Axiom's head, because when they were having their promo, he's like, hey, we're not a team. But if they weren't a team, how come when Bronco and Lucian came in, they were like, hey, you interrupted our interview time? So clearly they're a team, Flobo, or they were a team. But, of course, we'll talk about what Scripps did, because he was frustrated with the way Axiom was acting after he let Nathan Frazier get in his noggin.
Hey, we all know backstage time is hard to come by, so you have to share it with a perfect stranger, and why not? But Axiom is right. Here is somebody I'm thinking could pretty much win the masked wars when it comes to the most prolific masked competitor on NXT. I love you, Dragon Lee. You're fine. But I'm all in on Team Axiom. And Scripps does nothing but hold you back. But what Scripps did today made me sick. Turning on the very person, his meal ticket, in the middle of the ring to hang about Nima and Price. So, I don't know. I'm disgusted all around, but Axiom needs to find himself some new ground.
Axiom got what he deserved. I mean, Scripps was trying to be like, we're a team. And Axiom's like, no, we're not. So, Scripps said, cool, I'll just go get my old friends from the streets, and we'll get together.
Really?
And we're going to be – I'll team with them. I think Scripps tried to branch out, offered many olive branches to Axiom. And Axiom was a jerk about it. Now, to be fair, I do think that he got gaslit by Nathan Frazier, like Nathan Frazier always does. I think Nathan Frazier got in his head, and this is a win for Nathan Frazier. I think one day Axiom's going to look in the mirror – and he's going to say, you know what? I made the wrong decision. Hopefully sooner rather than later. And hopefully Axiom apologizes.
Look, Axiom wanted to be alone. Had a chance to be alone after getting rid of the side quest. And I think Nathan Frazier's pretty much made an enemy down the line, or at least a future competitor for his Heritage Cup championship. But the problem I have is a Scripps fellow. Reggie Scripps, or call me Reggie. My friends call me Scripps, so I'm by Scripps now. To me, always seems to latch on to someone. Can never find any space on his own. And he couldn't realize he couldn't turn Axiom to being mediocre like he is. And by mediocre, I mean win-loss records on TV. So he hangs out with a brand new, fresh team. If I'm Price, if I'm Nima, I spent all that time on Level Up. I've been all those weeks training to get on NXT. The one thing you don't want to do is align yourself with a guy that would turn his back on someone so easily, so decisively, to make sure they have a meal ticket.
He didn't turn his back on Axiom. Axiom turned his back on Scripps. Axiom literally said, we're not a team. We're not friends. Like, this isn't a thing. So Scripps said, look, I got it. If you were not a team, fine. I'll find a team myself.
You cannot be a team with someone besides getting them hit in the head. That's there's levels to this, Jack. You can go yourself a ways. You can do Christmas cards. You can do high fives.
It's the old saying, if you're not with me, you're against me. And Axiom said, I'm not with you. So Axiom did it to himself. Well, Nathan Frazier did it to Axiom, but you know what I mean.
Leave Nathan alone.
As we continue on, we had another really sad moment here. Thea Hale got a quick win over Electra Lopez. And I was really happy for her, but this post-match stuff didn't sit well with me. Talk to me a bit about the match and what happened afterwards with Thea Hale and Tiffany Stratton.
Well, I'm not sure why you say it's so sad, but yeah, Electra Lopez, somebody's been, I guess, the mentor to Lola Vice, had an opportunity to show and prove why she's still one of the baddest ladies in the game. Killed short, La Madrina tapped out, and well, even though Tiffany Stratton, the champion, complained, saying, I'm the champ, you don't make the rules, Tiffany tapped out again. In fact, she tapped out so bad, she gave her a submission match stipulation, agreed to it, under duress, I'll give you that. But Tiffany Stratton was exposed, not once, but twice in recent weeks.
See, this is why I think that so many people, yourself included, maybe you're the head cheerleader of this, just don't understand how we need to be acting as professionals. I think that, first off, Thea Hale gets this win, and I'm happy for her. I just wish she would focus on these victories and instead of constantly reminding us that she assaulted and attacked Tiffany Stratton previously and then threatening her again with her toxic frat personality. But then, and this is the sickest part, like you say, she attacked Tiffany Stratton again, attacked her, assaulted her in the middle of the ring. And now she's being rewarded for that by getting to choose a stipulation. Tiffany Stratton said, I do not want to give you this stipulation. She should not be rewarded for attacking Tiffany Stratton. If anything, she should be fined, suspended, and put to the back of the line. This was sickening, Flo, but I can't believe you're going to sit here and actually endorse attacking people and assaulting people. I think, if anything, this should end with Thea Hale publicly and privately apologizing to Tiffany Stratton for the way she's acted.
Thea Hale won a submission match. The champ agreed. There was a
didn't agree.
She did. She goes, oh, I'll give your submission match. Tap,
her arm broken. People will agree to anything in that case. So, like, if someone puts a gun to your head and says, give me your money, yeah, the police go, well, you agreed to give him the money.
But here's the difference, Jack. It was a wrestling move inside of a wrestling ring. If you can't protect yourself there, why are you champion?
That doesn't matter.
It does matter. You walked all the way to Thea Hale's personal space, and you paid for it, and now you're complaining?
Thea Hale called her out. She asked her to come out there. She wanted her there.
And she did. She
if someone right, she calls could... you to the ring and then assaults you, you don't could have been on, get whatever you want.
You could have been on satellite. No, but she decided to go out there. You could have said something backstage. You decided to go out there. You got into her personal space. So you walk right up into her, and Thea Hale used a wrestling move inside of a wrestling ring and had a simple request. And Thea Hale and Tiffany Stratton agreed. Tiffany Stratton could have said no. She could have said help. She could have called for the cops. She goes, oh, no, I'll give you what you want. And that's what we have.
So if Gunther comes up to you and starts chopping you constantly and says, yeah, give me all your money, you're just like, well, it's a wrestling move, so I guess he gets whatever
I was in a wrestling ring being like, I got so much money, daddy, and Gunther did that, I deserve to get my pockets.
Tiffany Stratton understands she's a champion, and she understands that people buy tickets to see champions. So she does the incredibly noble thing, comes out with the title, it's everyone sees her, even gives the opportunity, gives the match, even though Thea Hale hasn't earned another shot yet for any reason, and then says, I do not want you to have a submission match. And she gets attacked for it. This is just sickening. I think that it says a lot about Shawn Michaels and his pure lack of leadership that you can't get this under control.
Let me ask you a question. If Thea Hale, by your suggestion, gets fined and sent to the back of the line, who's a number two contender?
She should publicly and privately apologize to.
Yeah, whatever. Who's number two contender?
Suspension as well.
It's not being suspended. It's Thea Hale. Chase, you. But who's number two? Who will be the one to step up for this matchup at this Great American Bash, huge event of the summer for NXT? Who'd you have with
her? Well, I think Cora Jade. Cora Jade has been getting wins.
She's tied up.
Great things. She's had a lot of incredible performances, and she's also turned away legends like Dana Brooke and Kehlani Jordan.
But Cora Jade has something on her agenda as Liz next week. Everyone else in the division is tied up except for the person that wants a rematch. Tiffany Stratton can't run forever. She said, let's do the submission match, and she has the chance to prove to the world she's a good champion. But as of right now, Thea Hill, Tiffany Stratton, Prince Money.
I didn't want to say it because, you know, I wanted to hold on there, but because you brought it up and because you made it clear, you're right. Tiffany Stratton is at that Roman Reigns level where she doesn't need to defend the title at every big show. Maybe we just need to wait for a number one contender to make themselves present.
You're saying Roman Reigns and Tiffany Stratton are on the same level?
Yeah. No, that's what you said. Because you imply that there's no one there to get a shot.
I quit. Goodbye, everybody.
On that note, I've never asked for I've never asked for a GIF before, but if someone could please make a GIF of me and Flobo on Dana Brooke and Kehlani Jordan's body while they were doing their gymnastics, I would be very, very happy.
You can do it. It's like interpretive dance is a big stress reliever.
That would be my favorite thing that I think I've ever seen in my life. So if someone could do that, I would be super.
You're Kalani, right? Because I'm the legend. Right? It only works if you're Kalani Jordan.
That would be better.
Tribal queen.
So I know we got to wrap up. Last thing here, obviously, I think is the biggest news is that Dom Mysterio, Dirty Dom, is your new North American champion. Wesley bit off more than he could chew. Shouldn't have been taking these open challenges willy-nilly, but he did anyways, and now he's no longer the champion. Flobo, do you acknowledge your North American champion?
You mean Dom? Do I acknowledge Dom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to. Look, I'm not the biggest Dominic Mysterio fan. I don't get why I would boo him and ask for a chancla. He's like 30 years old, but let's be real. I think, and I hate to say it, you hit the nail on the head. We like Wesley, man, but if this was a strategy game, speeds up there, likability up here, intelligence, question mark. Here's somebody a month and a half ago got baited into a match with friendly Tyler Bate, got baited into a match with Ali being the referee, had baited into a match with Ali at the Great American Match, which may be in danger now if it's not right already. And now Dom got in his face an open challenge. Wesley said yes, and now he got the biggest L. The Capital Wrestling Center didn't know what to do with themselves because Dominic said he didn't want to do. He called the shot. He's a new North American champion. Judgment Day has a bit more gold in their case. But Wesley, man, this was completely self-inflicted. I can't support that.
That's as a Wesley fan, it's unfortunate because he got played. He got played many times. You could even tell Ali was very worried because Ali knew how easy Wesley is to manipulate. And he saw it was coming. I think Ali may have had one of the lines of the night saying, as far as the Great American Bash, I'll be there. You still got to get there. And Wesley doesn't look like he's going to be there. Dom Mysterio, your new North American champion, really handled the situation right for someone who everyone talks about being so young. Like you say, Flobo, really handled this like a veteran, was able to maneuver his way to the front of the line, get a shot, win the match, and is now a champion. I think this was a masterclass by Dom. And Wesley, I hope, learned the lesson that you need people to qualify for matches before they can get them. And I think that goes back to Thea Hale, if I'm totally honest. But
whatever.
I digress. Flobo.
Please digress.
It's that time of the show as we wrap things up. Who is your MVP of NXT?
Has to be the one that had everyone's mouth agape. Tiffany Stratton, who she tapped out. No, I'm kidding. Dominic Mysterio, man. Judgment Day has been pulling in so many frequent flyer miles, going from whatever Raw is down to the Capital Wrestling Center. They look stronger now than they did last July, where I thought it was on their last legs. This right here could be the start of a brand new empire, and it started with one of arguably the most hotly competitive divisions in all of WWE. So has to be Dirty Dom, whether you like it or love it.
Yeah, that's a good one, and I almost picked Dom as well, but I'm going with Baron Corbin here. Baron Corbin is as good as they get, and now there's two of them, so he's twice as good as he was before. Baron Corbin, your MVP of NXT.
There's only one. There's only one.
Check the tape. Run the tape, as they say.
That tape had like VFX on it.
So that does it for us. Before we go, Flobo, can you let the world know where they can find you and see all the stuff you're working on?
Well, I wish I had one cool, pithy thing to say, but I'm all over different handles because I did not plan this out correctly. At Flobo Boys on Twitter, flopito.com is the website. I'm on Blue Sky. I'm on Spill. I'm on Hive. I'm on Threads.
Are you really on Hive? Like, I know you've got a, like, when was the last time you signed into Hive?
I logged in yesterday because they sent me a push notification saying hello. But before that, it's been like months, but I'm on it. That's all that matters. But yeah, flobito.com, FLOBITO.com is usually where I put all my stuff.
When you start getting push notifications that have nothing to do with what you're doing on there, that's when in a social network is in trouble.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Restaurants.
my name is Jack Farmer. You can find me at Real Jack Farmer across all social media. I want to thank everyone for taking the time to join us here on this alternate take draped in gold where I got to do the lead. Make sure to leave a comment saying how much you love both of us. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts as well. That's always valuable. And copy and paste the link into your social media and share the show. We're still growing. We're in like top 150, I think, last we checked. Considering we don't have the power of a former WWE wrestler on the show, I think that's pretty impressive. But help us grow. Copy the link, share it, tell your friends. It's very important to helping the show grow. So do that. We'll see you guys next week on Draped in Gold, where I brag about how I was right about everything all over again. Flobo, say the words.
Yeah, I always forget this. Try really hard and don't give up. No. Do your best and be yourself. Yeah.